Welcome to the Two Fab Femmes podcast with your hosts, Maggie Hill and Gina Cafasso. Conversations on every topic for women to survive in this great big world.
Welcome back, Femmes. This is Gina.
And this is Maggie.
Welcome to our show, Cocktails and Candy Canes.
Ooh,
I'm excited. We're tackling relationships during the holidays.
Or lack thereof.
That's true.
Hey, it happens.
It does happen. Meh. It does happen.
And we're going to help you get through it.
Yeah, but first, you know what we do. Two fat femmes walked into a bar. So Maggie, tell me about your week. What's your drink?
Well, you're going to love this. First of all, you should know that I don't have a voice.
Aw.
I mean...
Now you sound like me.
Oh my God, I have sexy voice now. Yay.
Oh, that's great. Two fat femmes with sexy voices. I like it. It's better than it was last week, though.
It really is. Yeah. Went to the Cayman Islands, got home 2 days later, no voice. I know.
It's all the screaming you did on vacation.
I'm just wondering where the hell did it go? But anyway, in honor of... Impeachment Wednesday.
Bum, bum, bum.
I am going to have a subpoena colada.
Order in the court.
It's...
Oh, my God. That is the best.
Hysterical.
That is the best.
As you know, rum, 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 rum.
Oh, there you go. Rum, rum, rum.
A little cream of coconut, a little piña juice, a little crushed ice, and blend that bitch. And, yeah. That's very exciting for me.
Highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week. How about you, G? Talk to me, girl.
I'm doing a holiday theme because I figure, you know. So I found this, even though it doesn't really snow quite in here in San Diego. Or we get the hail every now and then, but you know. But I'm going with a frosty flurry cocktail.
Aww.
It's really pretty. Look, it's blue. It's blue.
Oh, I love it.
I like it. See?
Flusty-ish and flurry-ish.
So, yeah, so it has a little bit of... Now, I had to look this up because I'm like, what is this? Curacao.
Oh, Curacao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So it's like orange flavor. I was like, all righty. It sounds really exotic. So I thought, okay. And then cranberry, lime juice, and a little sweet sugar around the rim.
Well, that's just delicious.
I thought it was kind of good for the holiday. It's kind of different.
That's just delicious.
It's a pretty blue, so I liked it. Anyway. I liked it. So
very nice.
Yes. So are we ready to dive into this and
I think we are. Ladies, go put on your sticky socks, light a fire.
Sticky socks.
Glass of wine.
There you go.
And let's do this. Gina, let's talk about how to get and keep a man interested.
Mm-hmm.
This is like...
This is big.
This is delicious stuff right here. So we have 10 tips for you. And the first one is probably one of the most important in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Listen, love yourself.
So true.
Gina and I don't want to be cheesy, but at the end of the day, it's really where it starts.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Because if you don't love yourself, how can you love someone else?
And how could someone else love you?
Exactly right.
Jesus Christ, they got to know what the hell you love yourself so much for.
Exactly. And if you love yourself a lot. They better keep up. That's all I'm saying.
Zinga. I love it.
And this is a big one too. Stay interesting and interested.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
You know, you got to be interesting. You got to have a life outside of your person. And you got to be interested in what their life is too and show your interest. Because I feel like that's a big one too. I think a lot of people, you know, you could be polar opposites, but you could appreciate that person and you can be interested in what they're doing and how they're doing it and get involved, participate. Gee, how hard is that?
Agreed, 100%.
You know.
And the next one, number three, is be naughty, not nice. And you'll keep a guy interested. Oh, Gina, you know, I hate those cheesy chicks that are just, hi,
I'm this. Everything's perfect. You're perfect. We're perfect. Everything's great.
You want me to wait home for your call?
Exactly.
Okay, I'll be here.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah, or they want you to drop your plans like for them. It's like, nope, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have a life outside of you. No,
and
thanks.
P.S. Sorry, not sorry. Because, yeah. So be a little bit of a
But I've been accused. I've ball of this fire. Before. I've been accused that I've been too nice and I'm too nice. I'm like, no, I'm really not. I can be. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I just get kind of, it's almost like, it's funny because it's almost insulting, but I'd rather be kind than not be. But the same token, you know, when it comes to relationships, I'm not always, I mean, I don't know if they're equating nice to being available or what it's equated to, but.
I'm thinking if you're just so nice and accommodating and a yes girl, no guy is going to like want to be around that all the time. Because if you flip the switch and he's so nice and he's so accommodating and he's such a yes guy. Mm-hmm. This is a turnoff for me personally. Yeah, right. I like a little chutzpah.
Yeah.
I like somebody with a little juice, you know, like, oh, you are a ball of fire. That's all we're saying. Just, you know, just be, be you, because at the end of the day, there's always a little ball of fire in all of us.
I agree with that 100%. 100%.
Seriously.
And speaking of ball of fire, it's also saying cook and eat together.
And or feed each other.
That's the, that would be the fun part too. And it depends on what you're eating, I think, and when, but yeah.
Oh, finger foods are very much recommended. Just saying. Oh, Lord.
Well, then the next one.
And number five, do what Gina and I do all the time. Mm-hmm. Laugh together.
Yes.
Okay, so listen, it's just, there's nothing better than when you say something or he says something and you guys just lose it.
I agree.
It's really just, it's the best where you're just like, you've got your ugly face laugh. You're just like, and you're just so ugly. It's great. And he loves you for it.
Yeah, right. I totally agree with that. If you can just let loose and be yourself about that too, I think that's fantastic.
That's it.
This one's a good one too. Don't play games outside the bedroom.
Right.
I just had to throw that in there. But yeah.
Unless you like a little kitchen counter action. But listen, we're talking the crappy games.
I had the salami.
Oh, God.
I had to throw it in there somewhere.
That
you
is
know.
Hysterical.
I am Italian, too, so it kind of works.
Yeah, right. Oh, how appropriate.
Isn't that the... But yeah, I agree with that, though.
Number seven, and I'm going to say this because I've actually... Jim is great about this, mm-hmm. but I've actually dated guys that have said, you know, God, this is so great about you, blah, blah, blah. Be spontaneous.
I agree with that, too.
Nobody wants to date a flip chart.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So that's a good way to put it. I like
Dude.
That. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? There are certain times, too, though, where, like, if it's a booty call and you're just dating someone, you're just starting to get to know someone, maybe refrain from that a little bit until you get to know them a little better. I mean, you know, it depends on the situation, I guess. But
yeah,
guys will, like, call you, like, at, you know, 11 o'clock at night. Hey, what are you doing right now?
Oh, well, that's just weeding out the douches.
Yeah, that's true.
But in like when you're with the guy and he's like, hey, so do you want to blah, blah? Sure. Let's go.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Just have fun and be more spontaneous. Be, you know, just get in the car and take
a
drive
up
the
hat.
Coast.
Like at a drop of a hat and stuff like that. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. And take the lead sometimes.
Exactly.
That's a big one too. Mm-hmm. Well, we know about a previous date I just had where the guy kind of slid me the bill. I didn't request to take that lead at that time. You know,
Gina, that was date number two. That was not okay.
No, not okay. Not okay. And I would love this too. You got this, right? What?
And the only reason I say it, Gina, is I'm all about paying if I asked you out.
Right.
Right.
And like, I didn't ask,
let's go. I've got the whole, then it's mine. But he asked you out.
It's true. It's true. And we didn't have to do like what he had planned. He bought symphony tickets. We didn't have to do that. We could have had a glass of wine. I would have been fine. But that kind of thing. But if you want to take the lead sometimes when you're in a relationship or you're dating someone and maybe they've done a lot for you to take the lead and actually plan things and also maybe take the lead in other areas.
Hi.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And it's kind of fun. You know, you don't have to have the guy lead all the time.
Totally.
So I don't know. That's my thought on that.
So let me just say this really quick. Mm-hmm. Something really fun, like plan a whole night. He gets off work, stick him in the car. Where are we going? I'll tell you when we get there and go karting.
Yeah. Oh, how fun.
I swear to God.
You know what I want to do too? I want to go axe throwing.
I want to go axe throwing so bad. We talked about this.
We have to do this. I'm telling you. And then you know what?
Son of a bitch.
I had such a fun time at Angel Stadium this past week and I got to actually bat.
Oh my gosh.
And I hit, surprisingly enough, I hit a ground ball between first and second. And I was shocked. I was like, how did I do that? I hit every pitch but one. which I didn't expect because I haven't picked up a baseball bat in I don't know how long. But I was like, how fun would that be to go to the batting cages and just
legit
play ball? Like, just like hit the ball. I mean, it was so much fun. And at first I was tentative. Like, I was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, ah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
And did you do it on a date?
No, no, no. This was the, it was a work thing.
Oh, but on a date would be awesome. On a date
would be so much fun.
Totally agree.
I think it would be fun. Anyway.
Number 9, get to know his friends. Hey, listen, we talked about this before too. If he lets you get to know his friends,
that's big.
You're in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't be all, we're not hanging out with Paul anymore because he's really weird. No, you're like, oh, Paul, yeah, hey.
That's great. Let's do it. Yeah.
Do you want to invite him over or whatever? Right. Like, just be more open to getting to know his friends.
I was dating someone and I met one of his friends. Loved his friend. Like, his friend was just so much fun. I was like, I just want to hang with him. I mean, there was no, like, he's gay. So it wasn't like it was like.
Oh, my favorite.
So much fun. And I was like, I could totally hang out with that guy because he was just funny and just loud and goofy, didn't care, just said the whatever best. So he was super fun, but yeah, but that didn't work out, so now he's out too, but unfortunately, but you know. Jerks. I know, it's like, oh well, oh well. All right, so the next one, the last one, be seductive, just make sure it's not to his friends.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's a, we'll just let that little dog lie.
Yeah, there you go. But being seductive is necessary. You know, you got to keep the flame alive.
Totes. But you know, Gina, if you or he blew it.
Let's talk about how to get your man back.
Yeah. Mm. Oops.
If he's worth it.
It happens. Whoa. And there's that.
Sorry, I had to throw that in there.
You know, don't be sorry, babe.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on women to always be the one that looks good, is always available, is always up, always ready to go. When a lot of it's taken off the man, I have to say. I mean, at least the female friends I have, there's so much pressure and, you know, the woman has to figure out how to maneuver around the situation. And I'm thinking, you know, sometimes you got to put the blame where the blame's due. You know, I'm saying not every woman is innocent. Some women are the reason why men are like, I'm out. I can't handle this anymore. But there's a lot of men who just expect so much from women. And if they don't get it, they just move on to the next. And sometimes they're not worth fighting for. They're just not.
Well, yeah. So I mean, those are the douchebags.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But a lot of women, I think, still go after those guys. I mean, even if they.
Every girl loves a bad boy at some point in their life.
Right.
And hopefully. It was very early in their life.
I hope so, but sometimes.
I know.
They can put on a good mask, and you think.
But anyway. If he was a good guy and something just got jacked and you might have broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some ways.
Yeah.
So number one is be honest about what went wrong.
Oh, I think that's huge.
Huge.
If you screwed up. You best take some accountability there, sister.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. And that could be anything from either you cheated or you did whatever, but just fess up and admit what happened. Just admit it and move on. Or hopefully get him back.
Exactly. And if, you know, it is something that you might have done, then apologize if you hurt him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And don't contact him. This is a hard one for most people. If you really care about someone and you break up with them, it's very difficult to just put the phone down and not want to text them like, hey, what are you doing? Or just pick up the phone and call. But it's better to kind of let it lie, at least for a little bit. Let him miss you.
Well, and that's so relevant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And OMG. Number 4, don't. Post negative stuff on social media. Don't poke at him.
No.
And certainly don't stalk him. That's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
It's just not.
It's not. But everyone does it. I'm telling you. So many people do it. And, you know, it's interesting to me because, and then I don't know. I've seen it online where I've seen people kind of, you know, kind of hit at each other, kind of poke at each other.
Oh, totally.
And the other person's like, well, how did you know that? It's like, because they're stalking you on Facebook. They know everything you're doing.
And by the way, you're posting it, dumbass. Yeah, so just FYI. Yeah,
That's just silly. This is a big one, too. This is more, number 5 is don't hurt yourself. You know, nobody's worth it. If they've hurt you or if you've broken up, you hurt them, they hurt you. It's not worth hurting yourself. you know, suicide is big around the holidays too. People that are lonely.
A lot of suicide. You
know,
suicides.
God. And, you know, I've seen a lot of young girls that cut themselves and I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. Heard of a lot of girls that have cut themselves or hurt, like, self-mutilation to just cope with these things. There's other ways to approach that.
And then there's always, like, eating disorders that start and just the deep depression aspect of, oh my God, what am I ever going to do without him? Well, you got a life to live. And by the way, if you look around, there's a hell of a lot more, as they say, fish in the sea.
Yeah, right.
So get your freaking fishing pole out and get
don't
over
fish it.
Like, seriously, don't hurt yourself because that really is dumb.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's easier said than done. We understand that. But
it is dumb.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
It is dumb. Number six, don't just start getting into relationships like easily all of a sudden. I will say, though,
listen, you know what they say.
Gina and I know that the best way to get over someone is to get under someone. However, don't
Did we
be
say
like,
that out loud?
Totally, but don't be like, oh, I'm just so eager to be feel loved and hopefully my ex will see me and, you know, he'll feel jealous and want to come back. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, stop the madness.
Yeah, right. I don't know. You know, like, there's that saying too, you always want what you can't have.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. So I think part of that is about that too. Like, if you get in a relationship so fast, you're hoping that he's jealous and thinking about you and will fight for you. That's in a movie. It doesn't really happen in real life. If it does, it's very rare. So,
yeah, true that. Yeah. True that.
And number seven, go out with friends and meet new people.
Huge.
What a concept. The holiday times are coming. Holiday parties everywhere. And they're not all only couples. You know, work parties too. You can meet someone at work. You never know.
Maybe totally.
Unless you have a, like, a rule at work where you're not allowed to date, but.
Or, you know, but there's a lot of girlfriends that, listen, just go out and play. Even if it's not a holiday party, go downtown.
Yeah. And hey, you know, maybe you've kind of improved yourself a little bit. Now you want to flaunt it. Hang out. Go out.
Of course. Depression is the best diet.
Yes. It's so true.
Sorry.
It is. It's true. That is so true.
Sorry,
though.
But suddenly those jeans fit. Oh, hi. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so true. It's funny because I either lose weight when I meet someone that I really like. Like, I drop weight without even thinking. Or if we break up and I'm really devastated, then I'll drop weight.
It's crazy.
It's like in the middle is where I kind of lose it a little bit.
And here's something that I highly suggest in this whole going out with friends and meet new people. Just, like, go get your makeup done at, you know, Macy's or something. Yeah. Just go to a counter, get your makeup done, feel kind of hot.
God damn, I look good. I got that new Bare Minerals stuff. Ooh, hot damn, I look good.
And go out and do it.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
And get your hair done maybe before you go out too, just so you feel like you're all put together. So it just gives you a little confidence booster. You
Big
know?
Time. Particularly when you're walking and they're stalking.
Yeah.
Honey.
That's true. And if they're liking all your photos, then you know you're doing something right.
Hi.
Just saying.
And number eight, start doing something that's been on the back burner.
Ah,
huge.
That is really huge.
Particularly, oh, this is always good. If it's that something that maybe he didn't ever really want to do, so you put it off.
Yeah.
And don't we all do that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Post the crap out of you doing that.
Exactly, right. Exactly right.
I mean.
Yeah, really.
Because you know he's stalking you a little bit.
Yeah, it's true.
He's got to be.
Right? I think most people do that. I think even if you're not, it's just like that little, because it's like, what is it? It's just curiosity, I think.
Totally.
You're just like, what is that person up to?
Yep.
Well, because recently I had someone kind of, actually I've had two people come back into my life that were in my past. And I think social media had a little bit to do with that. Like, what are you up to? Let's check this out. I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Interesting.
And number nine is work on yourself, pamper yourself, and take loads of pictures.
Oh, tons.
Loads of pictures. Like we were saying, like, you probably like the depression weight that you've lost.
Sorry.
You must look hot. Go out and buy a new outfit. Look amazing. Take pictures. Again, doing things you love to do and things you do with your friends too. You know, the selfie thing, I'm like, yeah, I get it. But when you're out with friends having a good time, you just live your life, really.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I totally agree.
And by the way, nothing will make a guy long for you more than showing that you don't long for him.
That sounded bad.
It's too good. But it's true.
It's true. It's true.
So it says, please don't post too much.
Yeah.
Gina and I are like, few cocktails and we're screwed. It says post once every 2 days. Oh, dream on, honey.
Especially if you're having it, if you're living your life and having a lot of great things. Like if you're not doing much, like lately me, it's like once a week I'll post because I'm not doing all that much. But around the holiday time, there's so much going on.
Besides, how else is your ex going to see them if you're not going to post often enough for it to grace his feed exactly. while he's on? Sorry.
No, it's true.
That's what
tag
it's
him
about.
In a few. No, just kidding. wish you were here. Not.
Yeah.
Kidding.
That is so funny.
Oh, jeez.
You know, we jest, but you guys, the big one, the coup d'etat here, number 10.
Know when to move on. This is the big one.
Let that dog lie.
Yeah, because if he doesn't want to come around, you're not going to get back together. Let him go. Let him go. If you hold on to that and you hold on to it, let it go.
Let it go.
Because if you hold it onto it too much, you're never going to get over it. You're never going to be open to meeting someone else. You're going to always be thinking about that person.
Always true. I mean,
yeah,
absolutely
and
true.
But it's true. I mean, it's a hard thing though, when you, especially around the holidays, if you're alone, you know, it eats at you a little more than it would any other time of the year, but it's just not worth holding on to someone who doesn't want you. It's not worth it.
Agreed.
It's hard. Don't get me wrong. I've been there many times. But it's you have to move on. You just have to.
Just walk away.
Walk away.
Just walk away.
Walk away. Now moving into our next segment, how to jingle single.
And you could take that for however you want.
We don't judge. And we can't see you, so we don't
know
what you're doing.
We're not judgy. Yeah.
I'm like, and we can't see you. We don't know what you're doing.
We're so jingly, but we're not judgy.
All right. This is actually from a blog I wrote a while back called Coping with Being Single Around the Holidays.
And so you should know, Lipstick, Shoes, Men, and Other Pointy Things is Gina's blog. And this was written back in 2015. This is awesome.
Still works.
Take it away, Jay.
All right. The first one is set realistic goals for yourself. No one can do it all. It's okay to say thank you, but I'm unable to attend your event this year. Unless you want to go. If you want to go, then go. But, you know, you can say no.
You can say no, but if you just broke up with the dude.
Go.
Go.
And I would edit this right now to say that, too.
And we are so happy we can't hear you jingling on the other side. Of this microphone. Because we also suggest that.
Yeah. Just kidding. Jingle alone. Just jingle, jingle, jingle.
Jingle single. And number two, the true meaning of the season is not presents. True fact. Look it up. It's all about your friends, your family, you, you know, getting back to you and just really volunteering. And there's just so much to do around the holidays that can keep you busy.
Right. And presents are nice. No, you know, but it's not all about it.
But it's not all about it.
It's not all about it. This is a big one. Have a quiet plan. My friend Sherry actually recommended this. And it's sometimes the smells, noises, and hugs can truly add up to too much of a good thing. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, just step outside, take a breather, walk away from it for a little bit. There's some people that can't handle all the hustle and bustle of the holidays. So it's okay to set some alone time for yourself and just, you know, chill for a little bit.
I love this one. Typically when I go out with my friends, I usually drive myself because I get to a point where maybe I've had a few cocktails or what have you, and I will literally ghost because I know it's my time to leave. So just know when it's your time to go, when it's time to get quiet for yourself.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Number four, breathe. It's natural. Hey, listen, no, seriously, like you've got to get back to yourself again. We're single. It's the holidays. There's a lot of anxiety out there for some women and men who go through the holidays single. Listen, just breathe, relax, do some yoga. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just another month, but just a little bit more fun.
Mm-hmm. A little more festive.
A little more festive. Festive.
Festive for the rest of us. I love that. One of my favorites. And number five, if things didn't go as planned, don't worry. We have an on good authority, the holidays are going to be back again next year.
I love that. Santa has reported, and it is true.
It is true. December 25th comes around every year. So it's okay if it didn't go well.
Can I add a number six?
Yes. Go ahead.
Go jingle toy shopping.
A jingle jingle. A jingle jingle.
Jingle jingle.
A jingle jingle.
A jingle jingle. Oh my God. What's that noise?
Nothing.
Honey,
don't worry, your little self. Don't worry, I got it out of control. I'm just taking a little breather. Just getting some alone time.
Taking
for
a
me.
Heavy breather.
Heavy breather.
I'm so dying.
I like it.
And once you cope being single around the holidays. Yep. Let's learn how to enjoy it.
Yes, I agree with that.
So number one, meet your friends for coffee and don't talk about relationships. I mean, what's the point of meeting your friends?
I know. When you're just complaining and bitching about your lack of or your relationship. That's true. I can't tell you many times like a friend will say, hey, let's meet for coffee. And all we do is sit there and hear about the relationship she's in and how miserable she is. I'm like, oh, this is fun. I can't wait to meet a guy and have a relationship. This sounds just so, so appealing right now.
I'm dying.
Ay, ay, ay. Number two is have a holiday movie marathon, even the bad ones.
Alone.
That's the key. Alone. Maybe invite, you can invite a couple girls over.
Yeah, you know, it's girl time.
Put your PJs on, put the fire on, put your feet up. Like you said, put your sticky socks on.
Yes, put your sticky
socks. Have a couple bottles of wine, maybe a hot toddy. I don't know.
So I will say this, sticky socks are a tradition in my house.
I love those. You showed me those socks. They're awesome.
They're fabulous. And I hang them all over my tree when my daughter was little. Aww. So whenever she had girlfriends over for sleepovers or what have you, they'd all get to pick a pair of sticky socks off the tree.
It's so cute.
I mean, sticky socks are my jam. Okay. Otherwise, I would fall and break my face. Those are those thick, slippery socks.
I wish I had those when I lived in San Francisco. I fell down my wood stairs. I don't know how many times. No. Like, I think I need something sticky on my feet. Stop. I would go barefoot and still slip and fall. I was like, what is that deal? But I'm a klutz.
Number three, send cards that celebrate single life. That's hysterical because, right? Hi, it's just me.
It's just me.
Click.
I've gotten pictures like that. Have you gotten cards like that? I'm like,
just the single?
Yeah, just the single person.
I'm dying, no.
I've gotten holiday cards from single people. Like, just their picture.
Like
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like, okay. You could have posted it on Facebook. I would have been just as good. But
I
you literally
dying.
Put postage on that. And
that's
sent it
hysterical.
To me. Yeah.
No, I've never gotten a single.
Yeah.
Here's my gift to you. Yeah. My Christmas list. Happy holidays.
Yeah, woohoo. And the other big one, we touched on this too. Number four is volunteer.
Yes.
It's so great. It's so great to volunteer around this time. There's so many charities looking for people to help around this time. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big one. We do that too. But
we do it. Yeah. And even if you don't do like a charitable event or something, go to the Salvation Army and pick up blankets and coats and just head downtown.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of homeless people out there that are just freezing.
Yeah.
If you do something like that, be sure that you're picking up sizes for kiddos as well, mm-hmm. sadly. Mm-hmm. And maybe dog blankets and stuff.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, so that's a big one. Volunteering. I like that one,
yeah,
G.
Yeah. Yep. And then we move into.
And number five, buy yourself a sexy toy. Jingle, jingle. Hey, this is easy to do. If you don't know what to, like, oh God, I got to do this. What is it? Where do I go? We're going to tell you where to go.
Exactly right.
Season one, episode 37.
Sex, XXX, number two.
We tell you all about the little fun goodies.
We found some good ones. We really did find some good ones.
So. Honey, you'll be a jingling all night long.
You're like, don't care if there's someone next to you. You don't need it.
And number six, take a solo trip.
Yes.
I love this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just got to get back to you.
Yeah, right. Take a weekend away. Spa weekend. Great idea. Just go, you know, it doesn't have to be that far away too, but you can go, you know, go out of your comfort zone. Go somewhere new.
Totally.
Try something different.
I mean, you know? Or you could do a big, like, eat, pray, love thing. Like, yeah. Whatever it takes to just chill.
Yeah.
Totally, I love it.
Totally agree. Number 7 is organize your space. This is a good one, too.
Oh, it really is, Gina.
Yeah, because you can organize your house, make it the way you want it. Just get rid of some of that crap that you don't need around you anymore. Even maybe do a little refresh.
Paint a room.
Yeah.
I love this one. Get new furniture
or something like that. You know, yeah, I think that's a big thing. Especially you have time. Maybe if you have some days off, you can kind of just rearrange some things.
Exactly. And if it's because you're out of a relationship with somebody you used to live with, girlify your place.
Yeah, right. Get rid of his crap.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If you left anything behind, put it in a box at the door.
Yeah.
Come and
to
get
the
your
left,
shit.
To the left. Yeah. Pack up all your shit in a box to the left. Uh-huh.
Or throw it on the lawn and just tell them to come and get it. There's options there.
Just say it.
Son of a bitch.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
It's true, though.
Number 8, have a spa day.
Yes.
Or a spa night. I think the spa night, you know, just a bunch of candles all around your fabulous bathtub. Mm-hmm. And just get all the little spa shizzle stuff. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's true.
Little music.
Facial. You can give yourself a, like, wear a mask.
I love it.
Don't scare your neighbors, but yeah.
Oh, geez. It happens.
That's true. Number 9, throw a holiday, a jingle, single, ready to mingle party.
Ooh, I like it.
I know. And, you know, and like buy yourself something amazing to wear.
Duh.
Something new, something sparkly, and show up looking hot at your body.
Get those girls out to play a little bit.
It's true. It's true.
I love that one, G.
Yeah.
And invite all the girls. And remember, we're posting on social media. Number 10, hand make presents for your friends and family.
Or for yourself.
Well, there's that. Because Lord knows you have plenty of time. Sorry.
And if you're, that's so funny.
Well, I mean.
It's true. Well, it's true.
You know, and it keeps you busy.
Yeah.
And you're having fun doing it.
Yeah. And if you're crafty, it's even easier.
If you're fancy.
If you're fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. God knows you have time. You single person,
I'm just saying, if you just broke up with them and you're like, what the hell do I do with my life?
There you go.
Go make some prezzies. Or party favors for your jingle single ready to mingle party.
There you go. Soiree. Well, now that we got the celebrating out of the way, now we're going to show you how to navigate, just in case the holidays are a little hard for you being single.
Yeah, because it's not like, oh, you're just sitting at home. You have a job. Maybe you go to school too. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're, and then all the other stuff we have you doing.
Yeah, because we put you on a regimen.
You know, you're going out, you're taking a pages. Trip, you're buying sexy toys. I mean, we're busy.
You love us. You know you do.
You do. You long time.
Long time. Well, number 1 is create new traditions. If you had traditions with your ex or traditions that, you know, you carried over from his family, let's say, or whatever, now is the time to start new. Create your own.
I love it.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
What would be a fun new tradition?
Huh. Let's see. Get a new Christmas tree. Like, you know what's the big trendy tree right now? Pink. A pink Christmas tree.
Pink Christmas trees are awesome.
I know. So get a pink tree. Get rid of the green fake tree that you had with him and get a pink tree and decorate it the way you want to decorate it.
That's and a little one. Christmas ball flipping off.
There you go.
I like it. And number 2, Gina and I don't like this one, mm-mm. but it's on this whole dating advice thing.
Yep.
Decline invitations that make you uncomfortable. The hell's going to make me uncomfortable unless the weirdo next door asks you out.
Yeah, right.
Can I take you out?
But it's good to get out of your comfort zone around this time.
Legit.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's uncomfortable. Okay, if you don't really know people, so what? You'll meet new people. I mean, I go to a lot of parties by myself. And I'm like, you know. Sometimes it's like when you walk in and it's all couples and then you're like, oh, great. But make the best of it. Enjoy yourself. Meet these people because they might know someone who is single who might want to meet you.
And honestly, at the end of the day, they might show up as a couple, but they all spread out later.
Yeah.
And if you have a little social anxiety, then in this case, definitely invite another girlfriend or even a guy friend
right.
or a gay friend.
Yeah.
loves me my gays. But yeah, we say go.
Yes. We go, go, go. And number three, if there's a chance you'll have fun, like we just said, go to the damn party. Just go.
The only chance they're going to have fun is if you freaking go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's true. If you're sitting at home and then you see everyone else's pictures online or at the party, you're going to feel like crap. So go to the dang party. Go. Just go. Just go.
And number four, at the party or otherwise, make new friends. Not just men. But make new friends.
Yeah, right.
If you're at a coffee shop and there's another lady there, whatever. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, right. I agree with that.
Happy hours are huge.
Yes. So number five, decide who you're going to answer those tough questions. You know, they're like around family gatherings and things like that. Like, why are you still single? Answer, fuck you.
Gina, I could just see you like, hi, how are you? So good to be- What? Fuck you.
Then I'll go lock myself in the bathroom for a while.
I'm telling you. Screw that. You'll be at the bar. I know you. That is hysterical. Number six, remember that when your family does pry, it's because they love you.
This is true.
They really only want the best for you.
It's absolutely true.
But they're not thinking about what's best for them. They just should just shut up if they knew what was good for them.
And last but not least, be selfish. It's okay to be selfish around this time of year.
So all about it.
Oh, yeah. People get this complex about saying they shouldn't be selfish. You know, you got to be a giver. You got to love everyone. You got to do this. Sometimes you need to think about yourself and put yourself first.
Not I don't sometimes. Mind being a giver.
Yeah, right.
Be a giver to myself.
Yeah, right. Well, you can be selfish and be a giver to other people, too. It's not like, you know, but it's like you have to put yourself first. You just do. You do. You do. You do. You do.
Agreed. Well, that was some good navigating.
I agree.
East, southeast. Now we're hitting our next segment, Slay Your Holiday Breakups. Gina, I would like to just, for the record,
yes,
say that it's S-L-E-I-G-H.
Because you guys can't see it. We see it, but you can't.
And we thought it was funny.
It is funny.
So our first one is how to kick Saint Nick to the curb.
That fat bastard.
You son of a bitch. Can you just wash your clothes already? It's the same outfit all the time.
What is that? What are those crumbs all over the front of you from?
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, goodness.
Seven reasons not to wait until after the holidays to break up with someone. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Not to wait until after the holidays, people. This is big. First one, you don't have to fake it.
It's true. Around family, you don't have to act like you're a happy couple when you're not.
Seriously, that is exhausting.
Oh, God, yeah. Everything's great. We love each other. You guys don't even look at each other. Yeah.
Then why is he checking out that chick?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a dick.
Oh, that's so funny. Number two, you'll both be surrounded by family and friends. You don't want to be surrounded by friends and family when you're on the, either you've broken up or on the verge of breaking up. It just makes it that much more difficult.
You realize that you're living your holidays a big lie.
Yes.
Like, it's exhausting.
Oh, God,
it's horrible. Yeah. And number three, living a lie will suck for both of you.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, big agreed.
Time. Big time, big time. Number four, you don't have to exchange gifts. Bonus.
Nice. Save a little money.
Bonus. That's a bummer for the guys I date because I like to buy a lot of gifts for them. So too bad. Too sad.
They're dumb.
They're dumb. I get it. Okay.
Number five, it may appear as if you're using the other person. I mean, legit.
Yeah.
Because it's comfortable to have a date for holidays or what have you if you're right. already in a relationship. And it's, you know, people get a little weirded out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's weird.
Yeah. And that person probably knows you're using them too. It's probably
not
lost on them, but it just makes it for awkward situations that you don't need to deal with.
Agreed.
So number six is you're just leading the other person on. If you don't break up beforehand,
yeah,
which is kind of in line with what we're saying. Like it's just not fair to the other person. Put yourself in their shoes for a minute and realize that maybe if it's just not working, just end it. It's better to end it. But just don't do it on Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say that the only caveat to this whole section is, oh my God, you're breaking up with them before the holidays.
Just make sure it's not like Christmas Eve, Christmas. Like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it further. If you know, like, it's not working, do it even before Thanksgiving would be nice.
Agreed. Agreed.
Just let them live the holidays and enjoy them without you.
But because you do have a right to be happy.
Yeah.
So never feel so guilty.
Right.
And number seven, you also avoid the embarrassment.
Right.
I mean, you just went through all these holidays with this person. Everything's great. And all of a sudden you're broken up.
Right.
It's weird.
I know. And see, what sucks for me is that my birthday is the day after Christmas. So I was dating someone who broke up with me 2 days after my birthday. So it was
Douche LaRouche.
Yeah, it was right before New Year's. And, and it's fine. Okay. If you weren't interested, but why did you wait till after my birthday? Why didn't you do it before that? Because it just made my birthday kind of, I mean, that whole week, because I had the week off. Mm-hmm. And here I thought we were going to do things together. And I had that time to just sit and dwell on it. And it was awful.
So these are the reasons, yeah, not to wait until after the holidays.
Mm-hmm. But if you're going to wait until after, like, let's say you have family, you're talking about maybe it's to the extreme where you're going to get a divorce. Maybe write it through the holidays. If you have kids, especially, let it happen. Be conscientious of the situation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you never know. You could work it out.
Yeah, you might just get a fresh start, right?
Yeah.
Because the holidays can be a happy time.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Gina, I think that's going to help a lot of our girls out there.
I think so, too. We want you to have a fun holiday, ladies.
Totally. And you know what? We're here for you all the time.
Mm-hmm. And reach out to us. You can reach out to us on our social media channels or on our website, too. We have a whole section where just you about us and just find us and ask us questions.
Absolutely. TwoFabFems.com. And now for Santa's survival tip of the week.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jingle on, baby.
Binge your blues away with our holiday movie list.
I love binging movies at Christmas.
Oh my God, me too.
Binging movies about Christmas in March.
I know.
I love them.
Me too. I have friends, the Lifetime movies, that they will like literally block their weeks off when they know the holiday movies are coming.
Oh my God, how cute. Lifetime.
Yeah.
That's almost as good as Shark Week.
Yeah. And they'll have little screening parties.
For That's Lifetime so stinking movies. Cute.
Yeah. And some of those movies are cheesy, but they're just cute and fun. So, you know.
None of them are cheesy.
Okay. One of my favorites is It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, it's a good one. It's an old school.
It's an old school, yeah.
And one of my ultimates is Love Actually.
Oh, so good.
I mean, honestly.
So good. Also, Just Friends is a fun movie.
So.
A little holiday undertone, but so funny.
So funny. Anna Faris is a hoot.
Hilarious.
To forgive is divine, so let's have a glass of wine. And have makeup sex until the end of time.
And Ryan Reynolds.
And Ryan.
Love you long time. Love him a lot. Him and Ryan Gosling. Either one. I'm good.
Or both.
Or both.
Who said that?
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
And you can.
Go away!
I am dying.
I'm taking my breather.
Oh, Lord. Here's a favorite. The Holiday.
And the man says to the salesman, I just need bottoms. The woman says, I just need a top. They look at each other. And that's the meet cute.
Such a good movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Such a good movie. Cameron Diaz. Kate Winslet.
Jack Black.
And
Jude Law.
Oh,
it's just so awesome. I could watch that June, July. Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Such a great movie. Such a good movie. Four Christmases, too. Another cute one.
Oh, I love that. With I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, it's so good. Reese and Vince Vaughn.
What do I do?
Take it away from me. I'm sorry. I love you. You got to get out of here. I can't breathe.
So that's a great one.
I love the premise too, where they're like going to go away and be away from family, and then their flight gets canceled.
It's the whole thing about
they're shown on television. Oh, they were shown on TV too. So then they ended up having to go see everyone.
It's great.
So good.
Of course, a total classic, A Christmas Story.
Oh, so good.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Honestly,
the lamp. Come on, lamp's lamp a classic.
Classic, and who doesn't want to stick their tongue on a pole? Oh, apparently I do.
Oh, but Lord. That's a good one. And on that same line, oh, bad Santa.
Santa!
Yeah?
You're bringing my present early?
No.
But I never told you what I wanted.
I said I didn't bring it, dipshit.
Hello, bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
That's a funny movie, though. I'm
that
sorry.
Is funny.
It's really funny.
Oh, I love Family Stone.
I did hope. I did desperately hope that you would all be gay. Oh, my boys. And then you'd never leave me.
That's a cute movie.
I love Luke Wilson.
Oh, God.
He's my boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend.
Just sound.
Christmas boyfriend. I like it. Elf. One of my favorites. Will Ferrell.
You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
I actually have a crush on Will Ferrell.
I love Will Ferrell.
Love him.
Seriously, it still is one of my favorite movies.
It's so too good.
He's just so innocent and sweet and cute and just like, oh, so good. So
and
good.
Number 10 on our list, jingle drum roll, please. Christmas Vacation.
Oh, man, so good.
Oh, so good. My God.
So good. The squirrel on the tree. Is it a squirrel? Or was it? What was it in the tree? Was it a squirrel?
I can't. It was remember. A cat.
It was a cat.
Yeah, that got fried. It's hysterical.
Yeah, the cat was funny, but wasn't there a squirrel in the tree? Like when he first brings the tree in.
Oh, when it flies out.
Yeah, it flies out and like
a squirrel or an opossum.
I don't know. It was a. I don't know what it was. Or was it a skunk?
Oh my God! I can't remember. Guess can't what? This is why we have our list.
Exactly right.
All right.
All right. Okay. People can go find it. Go let get, us know if you find it.
Go get the cocoa. Yeah. Go get the hot toddy cocoa.
Time to watch a movie.
Little Tia Maria.
Yeah. But that is, those movies, those are so much fun. All of those movies are
They're
fun.
Awesome. Have fun, you guys. And we know it's early, so we will definitely be talking Christmas and Hanukkah and all those good ones coming up. Kwanzaa as the holidays start to approach.
Yeah. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to our latest segment, Ain't It a Peach? We'll blow the man down.
I love this. I love it. The day we recorded this episode was day one of the impeachment hearings of President Donald Trump.
And regardless of party, this is truly a historical time, and it's here for a reason.
We ask that as an American, you listen to it with an open mind, and we will too.
We will also bring insights and updates throughout.
So stay tuned. Find all our episodes at twofabfems.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can follow us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So stay tuned.
And stay fierce. That would work too.
A Santa soiree.
A Santa soiree. A Santee. I'm like Santee. I'm
going to Santee, California. We're going to get a Santa on. Oh my God.
Santa lives in Santee. Do you kids know that? Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
That's a good time.
Yep.